Our next article, entitled Youth and Mental Health, written by Jennifer Bringle. Susan Schnell knows all too well the devastating toll of mental health crises among young people in the United States. Schnell's congregation, Gethsemane Lutheran in Austin, Texas, lost a member to suicide, and in her own family, she recently discovered that a relative had considered taking their own life. We don't really know who is dealing with issues of mental health, and we can make guesses and assumptions and get it wrong, the pastor said. It was a shock and surprise to me when it happened. According to a report released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in September 2020, the suicide rate among young people ages 10 to 24 increased by 57.4% between 2007 and 2018. The global pandemic has upended lives and left many people feeling isolated, so mental health problems may increase even more over the coming years. But across the ELCA, synods, congregations, and social ministry organizations are stepping up to address this issue and provide resources and support to young people within the church and in the greater community. At Gethsemane, Schnell and her co-pastor, Carl Groenberg, begin to see an uptick in mental health issues among the young people in their congregation, but they felt unprepared to handle those situations. I had noticed, working with the senior high kids, that some of them were really struggling with anxiety and depression and conversations of suicide, Schnell said. I felt very ill-equipped as an ordained clergy. Mental health wasn't a focus of my training, so Gethsemane applied for an ELCA Mental Health Ministry grant. These grants are awarded by the ELCA for collaborative efforts between ELCA entities and partners service organizations to provide training and education about mental health issues. Gethsemane received its funding in the fall of 2019 and launched a mental health ministry in partnership with its local affiliate of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI. One of the first programs Gethsemane held after receiving the grant was From Bridges of Hope, a NAMI-led training to equip clergy and faith leaders with tools to better recognize mental health issues. It also offered community mental health resources and an action plan for addressing those in need of help. The first event was just wonderful, Schnell said. It was ecumenical, and we even had some people from the North Texas Northern Louisiana Synod join in. But then COVID-19 hit, Schnell said, and Gethsemane had to scrap the schedule of in-person events planned for 2020, but worked around obstacles presented by the pandemic, creating virtual events and inviting guest speakers each Sunday during the congregation's Mental Health Awareness Month in November. We knew more than ever that we'd have to do this. We had to figure it out, she said. How will we do this? Well, the church worked to brighten the spirits of its members in smaller, more tangible ways, too, by launching a casserole ministry, taking blankets to people who couldn't leave home, and placing your love signs in congregants' yards. It was just something to help people remember that they're cared for, especially during these challenging times when people are feeling very disconnected and alone, Schnell said. I think that disconnect has contributed to the depression that we've seen this year. Creating connections and sparking communication about mental health has been a priority for the Northeastern Minnesota Synod for several years. After seeing the number of synod deaths by suicide increase, leadership applied for an ELCA Mental Health Ministry grant that allowed it to launch a youth mental health ministry. I wanted to have these conversations within a faith context, said Catherine Anderson, Synod Minister for Discipleship and Christian Community. She says there's a plethora of resources out there, but how do you curate that and have it speak through who we are in a faith context? The Synod Ministry has created discussion guides that approach mental health topics through a faith-based lens and has conducted workshops and training sessions to help youth ministers facilitate conversations with young people who may be struggling. Anderson said these tools have enabled youth ministers throughout the Synod to better handle mental health situations, but the programs aren't meant to take the place of professional help. It's not therapy, she said. There's a huge distinction between mental illness and mental health, and if you have a diagnosis, you need to find the resources that properly address that. This is a place for young people to come and have these conversations about mental health becoming normalized and to build up their toolkits. With the onset of COVID-19, the Synod recognized the impact the pandemic would have on mental health and adjusted its efforts to respond to that need. We pivoted quickly and revamped some of our discussion guides, put together some new ones that are COVID-specific, and have some other resources, Anderson said. And we have these mental health moments, short little snippets to build resilience in young people. Mental health awareness permeates all the programs provided by Lutheran Family and Children's Services of Missouri, from foster care and adoption to early childhood education and behavioral health. The social ministry organization serves the entire state, offering a number of programs to help children and families. Marth Duggar, President and Chief Executive Officer of LFCS, likens its training programs, such as mental health first aid, to performing CPR in a choking situation rather than filling the role of a therapist. It's about equipping people to recognize, respond, and refer, Duggar said. We want as many people as possible, especially in churches, to at least respond to individuals who might come into the church and recognize that they might be having issues and to get them to someone who can help them. Duggar said the church plays a critical role in reaching those who may be in crisis. If you think about this from a faith-based perspective, you might be sitting in the pews when we get back to some kind of new normal. You might go to church because your life is out of control and you're struggling with issues, he said. And wouldn't it be great to be able to talk to someone who can recognize that you're going through something and can put you in touch with someone who can help? Through the Step Up program, LFCS also takes its behavioral health programs directly to school kids in the St. Louis area. We have a very specific curriculum, and it's mainly for kids in middle school, Duggar said. We're teaching basic life skills like conflict resolution, how to develop healthy boundaries in relationships, how to prevent violence in relationships. The thing that sets us apart is we have a group session, and then we follow up individually with the kids. Duggar said that while some congregations are more open than others in incorporating mental health training and programs into their ministries, he hopes all congregations will take a hard look at how they approach those who may be struggling. I think the church is changing. If we look at different ways to minister and serve each other that may not be traditional, that could be added to without adding a lot of cost. I think there are more people who'd be willing to help those in need if they felt like they were equipped to do so.